Now let's look a second time at a major news story of recent weeks. We've heard about risky lending to home buyers, loans that many Americans won't be able to pay, which will cost them their homes and are now hurting investors. At the same time, more conventional loans have been helping millions of Americans get into homes they could not afford in the past. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Predatory subprime loans have deservedly been getting a lot of attention lately, but this lending is just the slimy underbelly of much broader changes in the mortgage industry. Over the past decade or so, it's gotten much easier for people with modest incomes to get good loans, too.
My older daughter, she's over here in the front, and my younger daughter, she's in the back, and
Esther Maycock is proudly showing us around her house that she bought a few years ago in the town of Brockton, south of Boston. At the time, Maycock had been renting, but she kept having to move. Her last landlord was raising her rent by $200 a month. Maycock's an immigrant from Barbados, and as a single mom with two teenage daughters, she wanted more stability.
Raising two children by myself, it was challenging and it was hard, but I wanted them to go to school. I know that when they come home, nobody's going to meet them at the door and say, well, you know, you guys need to move. I need y'all out. You make too much noise. Don't step so hard on the porch.
So Maycock bought a house and did it the right way. She got into a first-time homebuyer class. She got lined up with a good 30-year fixed mortgage at around 5% and found a three-bedroom house she could afford on a $40,000 a year salary. The porch needs some new paints and it's on a busy street, but it's got a nice yard, a good slate roof. The fire station next door makes her feel safe at night. And standing on her front porch, Maycock says for a long time, she and her daughters would pull into the driveway and just sit in the car.
We go out together as a family a lot. We will pull in right there and just stop and just bask. We would just say, wow, look at how big the yard is. Look at the lawn. Look at the flowers. And we will sit right there just to get the complete view of it all.
Just looking at your house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a proud moment. And I can't say enough how much it is just looking at them, just being happy.
You know, I think home ownership is the single most important financial achievement of any household.
Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Economy.com. He says with all the focus on people hurt by overly aggressive lending lately, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that there are millions more people like Esther Maycock.
We went from a home ownership rate of 64% 10 years ago to a peak of 69% about a year ago. And that 5-point move in home ownership in a 10-year period is a crowning economic achievement. I mean, that's a statistic that moved dramatically. And there are many reasons.
Zandi attributes roughly half of that increase to easier access to credit. Lower interest rates have helped. Esther Maycock was able to buy her $170,000 house with only $4,000 down and still got a very low fixed interest rate. Experts say it would have been almost impossible for her to do that 10 or 20 years ago. Still, housing advocates say that doesn't excuse an epidemic of predatory lending that's been going on in the so-called subprime or riskiest part of the market.
Homeownership rates went up primarily due to prime lending programs.
Mike Calhoun is the president of the nonprofit Center for Responsible Lending. He says most homebuyers use more mainstream loans. By contrast, he says the subprime market has been flooded with pretty bizarre adjustable loans with rates that pretty quickly go through the roof. And he says most are refinancings for people who already own a home. So he says when you look just at subprime loans, more people are losing their homes to foreclosure than are buying new homes.
The subprime market, surprisingly for many people, has been a net drain on homeownership over the last 8 years.
Mark Zandi thinks Calhoun makes an important point, even if a little overstated. He says regulators, though, should be careful as they look to clamp down on predatory lending. He says they shouldn't restrict lenders too broadly and cut off access to the good loans that have been allowing millions more people to become homeowners. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.